Eau Claire and Milwaukee counties have been tapped by the National Institute of Corrections to introduce what is called an evidence-based approach to criminal justice. The goal is to reduce recidivism by focusing more on treatment of underlying conditions like addiction or mental illness and keeping low-risk offenders out of jail. Eau Claire County Judge Michael Schumacher says this could rewrite the book on criminal justice.
It's huge. It is a systemic change from the point of arrest through charging, through court appearances, through probation and parole and incarceration, prison or otherwise, from one end of it to the other.
Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says the program works by having officers determine if an offender is a high or low risk to the community instead of pushing them all through the courts.
We're trying to get a standardized philosophy of saying, if the person's not dangerous, how do we divert the person so that they wouldn't reoffend or if they'll self-correct?
Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says that diversion could lead to drug or alcohol dependency or mental health treatment, rather than passing the buck.
In the past, what we've done is we've quickly processed people through the system and then essentially dumped the problems onto the Department of Corrections and then tried to forget about them. But you can't forget about them because they eventually all come back to your community.
Chisholm says if the Eau Claire and Milwaukee County programs are successful, government will save money, but more importantly, communities will be safer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.